Our Old Testament reading comes from Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 4 through 7. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance and recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mule sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals, where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our New Testament reading comes from James chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 and 14 through 18. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, you sit here in a good place, while to the poor man, you stand over there or sit down at my feet. Have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers. Has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who loved him? But have you dishonored the poor man? Or are not the rich the ones who oppose you and ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme and with the honorable name by which you were called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and the one says to them, go in peace, be warm and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith apart from works, and I will show you my faith by my works. This is the word of the Lord.
The good news according to St. Mark. And from there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and did not want anyone to know. Yet he could not be hidden. But immediately a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth. And she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. But she answered him, yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And he said to her, for this statement you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter. And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And they begged him to lay his hands on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. I am so thankful that I keep getting these wonderful readings appointed by the lectionary that have too much to talk about. It's great because I can blame that if my sermon goes long. Today we get two wonderful stories in our gospel reading that each could stand on their own and both be talked about for too long. We get Jesus doing miraculous healing. And I'm going to brag for a little bit about Christina. I know how long she worked for this one. There's a coloring page, kids, here, and adults, if you'd like it too. It's amazing because she took a long time to find this one. Tell you, there's a lot of healing that happens in the Bible, but those who put pictures together for coloring, they like to focus on certain ones, not deaf and mute. I guess it's harder to show, I guess. A lot of blind, though, if you would like that, that's good. You can find coloring pictures on that real easy. So thank you, Christina, for that. Certainly this healing, though, of a man who couldn't hear and a man who couldn't speak, this healing of a daughter with a demon, Jesus Christ is able to do all things good, far better than any of us ever could. Our Savior Jesus Christ showed his power in miraculous ways. And even though he would tell people not to go and tell others about it, how could you keep from doing so? How could we keep from telling everyone about everything Jesus Christ has done for us? How could we possibly keep from saying that we have a wonderful Savior Jesus who has healed us from things far greater than a doctor ever could, far greater than our own works ever could? We have a Savior who has healed us from all that would actually keep us from our Father in heaven. Now, starting with the woman, this Syrophoenician woman, this woman who was not one of God's people, Jesus at this point is off in Gentile territory, surrounded by Gentiles, people who had been told they are not God's children. That's what God's word says. God's children are the Jews, those who had been from a certain lineage, a very specific family line, could be called God's children. This woman and her daughter, they're not part of the family. They're outsiders. They're outcast. And yet, here she comes to a place where she shouldn't be and throws herself down in front of Jesus. A position that we often will point out as a position of worship, bowing down before him. We don't know her heart. We don't know her beliefs. She might have already been there worshiping him. At the very least, she knows that he is a man of power and says, "Lord, my daughter is afflicted with a demon. Please heal her." As this happens, Jesus, you would think, might respond, "Oh, your faith has made her well. Go in God's peace. She is healed. The demon is gone." Instead, we get something that's a bit of a hard saying. Jesus calls her a dog. I can't pull any punches here. It's there in the reading. This woman, not part of the family, not a child of God, is told that instead she is a dog. Now we know the heart of Jesus. He's not actually feeling this way. But what a great opportunity, both for her to hear and learn something, to profess a faith that is lasting, and to have this story to go and tell later. He calls her a dog, but she answered him, "Yes, Lord." Doesn't try to say, "Well, that's not nice. I'm not a dog, I'm a person." She says, "Yes, Lord." Yet, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Please, I know I'm nothing special. I know I'm not one of God's children. Please just give me a crumb. My daughter is afflicted with a demon. I know that you can cast out demons. You've done it before. Please, just a little bit. I'm just asking for something small here." That's pretty wonderful right there, alone. To come to Jesus, just something small. Now, she's asking for something small from him, something that's far greater than any of us could deal with. Imagine being in her position, not knowing what to do. Her daughter is afflicted with a demon, unable to do anything that she would want to control herself to do. She comes to Jesus. Your power is immense and great. Please just share a small bit of it with me. I won't even try to claim that I'm part of God's people. I won't try to claim I have any reason to deserve it. Just a little bit of what you have to offer, please. Sure enough, the demon is cast out. And then this statement, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter. Nothing big, no major sermon. It's happened. Your daughter is well. The demon is gone. Go your way. And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. I'd like to know more of the story, please. Please give me a little bit more, but that's all we have. This woman shows up, not being a part of the family, not being a part of God's children, asking for just a little bit of God's favor. And God gives her more than she could imagine. This is not something I'm sure that stayed hidden. I'm sure it was shared with many. This woman who had previously not been part of God's family goes home knowing that he cares for her. She is a part of God's family. Jesus Christ came for her and her daughter as well. Then he goes off and he goes to a different area, into the Decapolis, and there a group of people brought to him a man who was deaf and has speech impediment. Can't hear or speak, can only see and feel. Jesus takes him aside away from the crowd, does this off in the distance, doesn't want a whole lot of sightseers again. Just like he didn't go running off and heal the girl of her demon and make a big spectacle. It just happened. He now has this man set aside. And he gives him a wet willy. No. He's not just messing around with him and playing a prank on him, of course. What's actually really amazing is Jesus communicates with him and tells him what's going to happen. And a man who couldn't hear, a man who couldn't communicate through voice, gets to have a small conversation with Jesus, one that seems kind of odd to us. Taking him aside from the crowd, privately, he put his fingers into his ears. They're stopped. Then after spitting, loosing his tongue, he touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. He shows him, you can't hear. You can't use your tongue. Looks up to heaven and sighs. God is able to change this. Tells this man in the best way he can, be open, and he hears it. And then, of course, Jesus charged them to tell no one. You can speak, don't say this. Well, we see how that went. We have it here. He shows the man, your physical ailments, God can change those too. He looks up to heaven and sighs, showing this is from God. Be open. Not even just in your ears and your mouth, but in your heart. Know that God loves you. Know that God loves you. Sometimes he gives us miraculous healings. Sometimes he gives us wonderful things that can't be explained away. Other times he gives us good and wonderful stories of how he's done it before. And we are left with some of our own earthly troubles. But that phrase, be open, Ephatha, that word, that's given to each of us. The very word of God for us tells you, be opened. Your closed off, sin-hardened heart that we all have, Jesus Christ is able to open it, to come in, to flush the sin out with his own blood. We sing about it in several hymns and songs already. Be washed in this great flood that comes from the cross. Jesus Christ, when he died for you, when his body and his blood were given and shed for you, you were saved. Your heart opened. Your sin washed from you. You, who were not God's child, are told that because of Jesus, you are. You're not a dog collecting crumbs under the table. You're not someone who is unable to hear or share the word of God. We're told that in baptism, we are made children of God. And that is true every day. Every day you wake up, you are God's child. You don't come begging and pleading, asking for crumbs. You get to come and talk to your Father in heaven. Because Jesus, his Son, has also made you God's child. You get to have that same experience of coming and being opened because of Jesus Christ. That baptism, that one-time thing that happened, many of us when we were babies and we can't even remember, and yet we're told to remember our baptism. Of course, we're not saying, look back and, you know, have a good, a solid account. Some younger individuals who might have pictures and video. We're not saying remember it because you can picture it in your mind. But remember that you are baptized. The Bible says you're baptized into the death of Christ. Your old Adam, your old sinful self washed away. You've been opened up to this new life. A life of being God's child. You have been saved fully and purely by Jesus Christ. A pastor of mine, who I told him, this story is a little bit much. You don't know him physically and personally, so it might not scar you the same way it did me, just a little bit. But it's a great story of his, and I love to share it. Again, it won't scar you, I hope. He says every morning when he takes a shower, he lets the water wash over him, picturing the waters of baptism. All of the sin and the dirt, all the grime from the day before being washed away, he starts his day remembering that he's a child of God, remembering his baptism. He has been washed clean by something he has no power over, fully and completely made a child of God. Now, I'm trying not to picture him in the shower, but the story is the same for you. You are saved, however you would remember it. Whether it's in the morning in the shower, please don't tell me. However you are remembering the fact that you are a child of God, please do so. Please do so. Remember that he has opened you to a life that was not your own and given you something far greater than you can imagine. Whether or not you continue to deal with being hard of hearing or whatever other trouble might ail you, whether you have a sickness that won't seem to go away, whether you continue to pray for your loved ones the same way the mother did for her daughter, and they continue to not receive healing, the truth remains that something far greater has been healed. Our sinful condition, our sinful hearts that would remain closed off to God and could never be opened on their own, has been opened and made clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are not a dog who comes asking for crumbs. You are a child of God who gets to pray to your heavenly Father who loves you and wants to hear from you, has given you your own voice in whatever way to use it to praise and honor him to the glory of God, thanking him for all that's been given to you, most especially for the life that has been given to you now, knowing that you have this saved and redeemed life as God's child. And it comes with the promise of a life in heaven without any of these troubles that would take away from the great and glorious life you've been given. We look forward to the day when all of our problems would be fully removed from us. Like the man who could hear for the first time and speak for the first time, you will get to live in heaven sin-free for the first time because Jesus Christ has done that for you. You will get to join all of our brothers and sisters in Christ who've gone before us in faith, our family and friends, and those we've not yet met, those who died hundreds of years ago with the same faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Our whole family, all God's children, made that way by their Savior Jesus, opened to his very word. Now, I won't charge you not to go and tell people about this. Rather, I'll encourage you to please do so. Continue to tell people about all the great things God has done for you. Remember all that God has done for his people, for his church on earth, for his children of all nations and all tribes, for you specifically. All good and perfect gifts, all wonderful healings and miraculous things that God has done are to bless you and to be a blessing to others, that they might hear your stories the way we get to hear these ones, to hear the good news that indeed we are all opened to God's word by the power of his Holy Spirit, that we might be made his children to live here on earth knowing that, but ultimately to live with him in heaven, there in his home, enjoying all of the good things forever. What a wonderful story to have from the Bible. What a wonderful story to have from your own experiences, knowing that Christ has told you, Ephatha, be opened. Share that good news in the name of Jesus. Amen. And may the peace from above, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with his favor and give you peace. Amen. Now go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.